Good evening and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. Our play tonight, the final one in the Freddy saga, is titled Freddy, Leo, and Joey Go to Palm Springs, written by Joe Graceffo and directed by Lily Dubois. Hollywood screenwriter Leo Bloom is having difficulty writing his new movie script, so he, his talking dog Freddy, and wife, starlet Joey Heatherton, take off for a vacation in the desert resort town of Palm Springs.
I don't know, honey. I wish you'd read this and tell me if I'm on the right track.
May I look?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Disneyland? That's a creative choice.
Freddie and Dean start their road trip in Disneyland and drive to Tucson.
I like the destination, not the starting point.
Okay.
Are you sure you aren't, and you're the writer, not me, are you sure you're not writing another version of Freddie and Babs Hit the Road?
Paramount wants a buddy picture.
Does every buddy picture have to be about driving somewhere?
Well, dear wife, what would you suggest?
They could be detectives, or salesmen, or bakers.
Bakers?
All right, maybe not bakers.
I think there are food safety laws around dogs needing bread dough.
Maybe they run a nightclub and put on fashion shows.
Well, okay, where?
Huh?
Where would they run this nightclub that puts on fashion shows?
Where? Well, I don't know. How about Paris or London?
No. Too remote. Vegas, maybe? L.A.?
How about Palm Springs?
Oh, honey, I like that. Hollywood in the desert.
You're on to something. I'll let you work. I've got to go give Freddy his swimming lesson. Come on, Freddy. Let's go to the pool. Slow down, honey. Don't run by the pool.
I'm excited.
I know you are, and you should be. Swimming is fun. Okay, so get in using the steps in the shallow end. Freddy, you were supposed to enter gradually.
I'm swimming.
Good boy. Now please swim to the steps.
Okay.
Why, I'd say that was a very successful first outing. You're a natural swimmer, young fella.
Thanks, Mom.
Freddy! Frederick, you're spraying me with water. No, that's not a good thing. Remind me to bring a towel next time.
I can't get started with this. It's just not coming to me.
What can I do to help?
Pack a bag. I think we need a change of scenery.
Grandma's house?
No. Let's go to Palm Springs. Maybe being there will spark something.
Good thinking, Lincoln.
Oh, but I just learned how to swim.
Freddy, honey, there are lots of pools in Palm Springs. You'll see. Sweetie, call Max. See if he can book one of the bungalows at the Estrella Inn.
The Estrella?
Yes, Max knows it.
Max Meyerson's office?
Inga, it's Leo. Is Max in?
Oh, hello, Mr. Bloom. Max has been expecting your call.
He has?
Just a moment. I'll connect you. Max!
What?
I have Leo Bloom on the line. Can you pick up?
Yeah, I've been waiting for his call.
So pick up!
You couldn't have called back sooner?
What? Joey just suggested I call.
About Freddy, why would she call?
No, Palm Springs.
What about Palm Springs?
That's where we're going.
Not before Freddy does his reshoot.
What? Why?
Not his fault, boy chick. Miss Kenneration wasn't showing enough feeling for the product. Also, too buxom. They wanted to go back to wholesome.
I thought they approved Freddy's choice of buxom.
Sales dipped. Kenneration found that housewives bought most pet food, and they didn't like a gal with big bazoombas staring at them every time they fed Fido.
Just great. How long will this take? We were going to leave for Palm Springs in the morning.
The producer has already recast a model. The photographer is ready to shoot tomorrow morning.
Okay, Freddy will be there.
So, what's this about Palm Springs?
I'm stuck for ideas on the new buddy picture. Maybe getting away will spark my creativity.
You got a place in mind?
The Estrella Inn. Joey says you know it.
Do I ever? You probably want one of the bungalows.
Well, now that you mention it, yes.
The weekend okay, or do you need more time?
The weekend will be fine.
It's research. I'll make sure Paramount picks up the tab.
Well, that's very generous. I wasn't expecting...
Of course you weren't. That's why I'm making it happen.
Thank you, Max.
Then I'd, just take care of Freddy's reshoot and then go enjoy yourself.
I'm taking my typewriter, Max. I will be working.
Sure. just don't invite anyone over for Twister.
What?
Listen, gotta go.
Bye, Max.
Well, young man, it seems you chose a gal that's just too fetching to sell dog food.
Well, I liked the way she looked.
Okay, you two. Come back soon. I'll have our bags packed.
That's it, babe. Push out your hips. 3/4 turn. Eyes up. Smile.
Freddy, baby! I am so sorry. Boobs are out this season. It's suddenly all about the Twiggy look. I know, babe, I know. It's fashion.
Couldn't you leave the girl off the package and just show Freddy eating the food?
Then what's the story? Who owns Freddy? Who takes care of him? Who buys his food?
So, that's how it works, huh?
That's it. A simple, straightforward story, that's what works.
Thanks. I never realized so much thought went into advertising.
Oh, honey, let me tell you. Come on, Betty is getting into makeup. I want you to meet her.
Can Dad come too?
Of course. Say, are you working on another musical? I saw the one with Bob Hope and Gina Lolo Brigida. Loved it.
Joey.
That was quick.
My new dog food mom is Betty White.
Well, well, Ken Alration isn't taking any chances.
She's not coming to Palm Springs.
I'm not sure why she would.
Or moving in with us.
I would hope not. Leo, can you fill me in?
As we drive. Come on, family, it's 2 hours to Palm Springs. Oh, this is nice.
And a big, beautiful gift basket, too.
And toys.
Twister? Max dropped a vague mention. I didn't get it, and he didn't explain.
Let's just put it away for now, shall we? Freddy, go see what's in the basket.
I'll unpack.
I'll do that, honey. You grab your typewriter from the car.
Dog biscuits.
That was a bit of a non sequitur.
And fresh carrots.
Huh. Who sent this basket?
Miss Kenneration.
What in the world? Hun, I thought you said she was replaced by Betty White.
She was. Freddy, is there a note?
Yep.
Freddy, I'm so sorry we won't be working together anymore. I just wanted you to know how much our time together meant to me.
Oh, please.
She was very nice.
And thoroughly professional.
You too, Leo. Oh, my, my. My husband has an eye for the ladies.
It's not her fault, she...
Yes, Mr. Screenwriter. How would you describe her?
Careful, Dad.
She doesn't appeal to the consumer buying the product.
Come here, Mr. Ad Exec. Kiss me quick.
Oh, look. There's champagne in the basket, too.
Oh, Miss Kenneration. Thank you, thank you. Here's to our blissful weekend in Palm Springs.
Hello?
How's things? You like the bungalow? Am I interrupting?
Good. We do. And yes.
Oh, sorry about that. It's just that...
What?
Well, your mother's coming.
You don't mean here. She's not coming here.
She is.
Max, this is our getaway, and I'm working. Or trying to.
I let slip that you were out of town, and she insisted.
You're coming too? I should have stayed home. You keep her entertained.
I'll do my best. How's Joey? How's Freddy?
Oh, he's having a ball. He got a gift basket from Miss Kenneration.
What?
Don't ask. I have no idea. Apparently, she misses him.
That's Hollywood for you.
By the way, who's paying for my mother? Not Paramount.
I'll take care of it.
Are you two, you know...
Not me.
Probably for the best. I have to get back to work.
Anything I can share with Hal?
No, no. Way too early.
Okay, boy chick, okay. See you tonight. She'll want to have dinner.
Wonderful. You remember something you forgot to tell me?
No, but if you hum a few bars, I'll try an ad lib.
Oh, Dean, I'm sorry. I thought it was Max calling again.
Don't worry about it, kiddo. I was wondering if you wanted to get together and talk about the buddy picture.
Sure, if you've got the time.
Do I have the time for my favorite writer?
Yes, let's.
Good. Meet me at the Palm Springs Tennis Club in 30 minutes. You bring your racket?
I don't really play.
That doesn't matter. They can lend you one.
But
just hit the ball with the sweet spot of the racket. You'll be fine.
The sweet spot?
See ya, kid. Don't be late. I have a recording session later.
Hi, honey. Taking a break? Want to join us?
I wish. Dean just called and wants to talk about the picture.
You're meeting him?
Yeah. At a tennis club.
Ask the concierge for directions. It's not far.
I'm not worried about finding it.
What is it, then?
I don't play tennis.
That might pose a problem. Dean does. And very well, I might add.
Oh, good. This'll be fun. Where's Freddy?
I took him to the spa. Shampoo, and I believe he's having his nails done.
What in the world?
I booked massages for us later this afternoon, so don't stay too long with Dean.
Okay, I better go.
Look at you, dressed to play Wimbledon.
I'm lucky. The front desk was very accommodating.
This is the Palm Springs Tennis Club, after all.
You're not going to embarrass me out on the court, are you?
Depends. Would you consider yourself a beginner or an intermediate level player?
How about see the ball, hit the ball?
Come on, kiddo. I'll try and give you some pointers as we play. You'll be fine. Here, this'll refresh you.
Thanks.
I have to say, I've never played with anyone with your unique ability to make shots.
Thanks.
You know, returning a shot off your body instead of the racket is a lost point, though we're friends, so...
Thanks.
So where are we going with this buddy picture? Because I have some ideas.
Yeah, I'd love to hear them.
Okay, so follow me. Freddie and I start in Vegas. I've just had this incredible run at the craps table. There's a girl. She's blowing on my dice. You get the vibe. We jump in the car.
The three of you?
Of course. Now follow me. We drive to L.A., though on the way we stop in Bakersfield, where her dad just kicked the bucket. All he had to his name was a couple acres of dirt.
What's Freddie doing while all this is going on?
I don't know. You're the writer. Now follow me. It's not just dirt, because see, there's this black ooze coming up.
Oil? I get you, like Boomtown. You and Freddy playing the Clark Gable and Spencer Tracy roles.
Yeah, baby. A real rags-to-riches story.
Well, we can talk more over dinner, if you're free. Max is bringing my mother.
Mabel! I gotta tell you, kid, she's got some kind of personality.
That she does. That she does.
Are you sure you want to remake a classic?
No, I don't. I just want to write a nice, tight little story about a man and his dog.
Then do that.
Dean definitely wants a girl in the story.
You can do that. Just make her a secondary character.
Right. Of course. Of course I can.
Well then, let's go get our massage. It'll loosen you up. Get those creative fluids flowing.
Creative fluids. My creative fluids?
Your creative fluids.
Freddy, how was your...
Shh! Honey, I believe Freddy is...
Oh.
What's he doing?
He's meditating.
Is it safe to leave him like that?
Of course. Let's go get rubbed. He'll be fine.
Whoa. I feel like every muscle in my body just took a holiday.
Sounds like your wife's intuition deserves some credit.
My wife is incredibly perceptive. Have you met her?
No. You'll have to introduce us.
I don't know. You're so beautiful and she's incredibly jealous.
Really? Is she?
Oh, yes.
Oh, dear. And here I was about to offer to buy you a cocktail out by the pool.
Well, I suppose one little drink wouldn't hurt. I am on vacation, after all.
Yes, darling, you are.
Oh, Freddy, that is so wise. You know, I studied transcendental meditation.
I'm picking up on some very copacetic harmonic vibrations.
My guru says that to me all the time. I never know what he means by that, either.
We're all carbon, Julie. May I call you Julie?
I like that name better than Miss Kenelration.
Here you go, thanks.
Leo, honey, who's that lounging next to Freddy at the pool?
I can't quite... Wait a minute. That's not...
It is! Leo, what is Miss Kenelration doing here?
Honey, I have no idea.
First she sends a gift basket, then she shows up?
She's just being friendly, I guess.
Leo. Really?
Freddy, wow. So that's the theory of relativity, huh?
A body in motion tends to stay in motion.
That is so out there.
Velocity is relative.
Not my relatives. They're lazy.
They should chase squirrels.
Oh, Freddy, you're so clever.
Okay, what are they laughing about?
Who knows? Maybe some dog biscuit humor. They were colleagues, after all.
I can't believe that you're not taking this more seriously.
I'm trying to extend the blissful feeling I had following the massage.
Oh. I'm sorry. Now I'm the one getting wound up. To us and to relaxation.
I like the sound of that. Oh, I forgot to mention. Max and my mother are showing up tonight.
Really? Oh, that'll be fun.
No, it won't. But you thinking it will is just another reason I love you.
I love you too, Mr. Bloom. Now, please go extricate Freddy from Little Miss Dog Biscuit. It's time we all had lunch.
Here you are. Two Caesar salads and two carrots. I loved you and Freddy and Babs Hit the Road.
Thank you.
If there's anything else, just give me a woof.
You love that, don't you?
I do like the attention.
And you're getting a lot of it from Miss Kenelration.
Her name is Julie.
Freddy, what were you two laughing about?
Well, I just read something about Einstein, the space-time continuum, the whole relativity thing.
What? When?
Well, that's just it, Dad. What is when if time...
Okay. I buy that you read it, and understand it. I put nothing past you. But Miss Kenelration?
Julie.
Honey, we're concerned. She's paying a lot of attention to you.
I like that.
What do you know about her?
Her relatives are lazy. They don't like to chase squirrels.
Has she asked you for any favors? Introductions to casting directors, that kind of thing?
Nope.
I don't know, honey. Maybe she's just a genuinely nice person.
It's possible.
Right? Oh, by the way, I invited Dean to join us for dinner tonight.
Okay, so we're 6. I'll ask the concierge to book a table at Las Casuelas.
7.
Yes, 7 p.m. Perfect.
No, a table for 7.
7? Freddy?
Oh, no. Guess who's coming to dinner?
Look at that. We're already here. We practically had the high 10 to ourselves.
We should have flown.
I don't like the fly. It makes me uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable? Let me tell you about uncomfortable, that godforsaken diner you pulled into so I could go to the bath again.
I didn't have much choice.
That short order cook was leering at me.
It was either that or you go behind a couple of tumbleweeds.
It was either that or fly in an airplane, like civilized people.
Okay, okay. Can we put that behind us?
Fine.
We're here because you wanted to spend some time with your son, his lovely wife, and their charming dog.
Freddy is charming.
And Dean Martin is down here working on the script with Leo.
Now you're talking.
Honey, can you get that?
Freddy, stop. I know there's someone at the door.
Well, I just wanted to make sure you know.
I must look a mess. 3 hours.
Barely, just over two.
I was practically pawed over by some criminal with grease stains on his shirt.
What?
I tried to explain to her.
I wanted to fly.
Oh, but the drive is so beautiful.
We took the 78 through Anza Borrego so Freddy could see the state park.
I loved it.
Good for you, boy chick.
I wanted to get here fast, so we took the I-10.
I probably got some disease off of that toilet. And my mouth feels dry like it's full of sand.
I have just the thing for you, Mom.
Mom?
May I call you Mom?
Of course, darling.
How about a glass of ice-cold champagne?
Welcome to the family. You think of everything.
Actually, it wasn't me. It was... never mind. Long story.
Julie sent us a big basket.
Julie, Miss Kenelration. You'll meet her at dinner.
Oh, joy.
Come on. Let's go pop a bottle. Don't bother helping, boys. We're happy to serve.
Leo, you're a lucky man.
Don't I know it. How are your bungalows?
They're fine. Your mother was a little confused by the twister. What do I want with a kids' game, she asks.
Well, come to think of it, I really don't get it either.
Still a little pisser. You never heard the story.
I haven't a clue.
Certain members of our Hollywood clan like to come out here, away from prying eyes, and play Twister, a game played by groups of people. Groups in the all together, if you get my meaning.
What?
Apparently it's a thing.
Well, please, don't mention that to my...
Leo, get in here and carry a few of these glasses.
It's okay, honey. I've got them.
To your new script.
To us.
To not having sand in my mouth.
And to you too, Freddy, for making all this possible.
Thank you, Dad.
I called ahead. Table for 7.
Of course, Miss Harrington. Welcome to Las Cascuelas.
We're expecting 2 more.
One of your party has already arrived, Miss London.
Oh, she's very prompt.
I have you seated in our private room. I hope that's to your liking.
Freddy! Well, he certainly likes her.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
Watch it, Buster.
Freddy, why don't you sit next to your friend? Leo, you and I over here. Max and Mabel, let's leave a seat in the middle for Dean.
Hello, beautiful people. Hello, handsome doggy.
Hiya, Dean. Come give me a hug.
Joey, looking lovely as always.
Did you get started without us?
A couple of pops at the bar. You know how I hate crowds.
You're among friends, Dean.
Thank you, hon. Leo, how's my favorite screenwriter?
Well, fine. Though I couldn't get started with the oil wildcatters idea.
You're the writer. Whatever you say goes.
Thanks, Dean. I appreciate the vote of confidence.
Whoa! I'm not going that far. He has a lot to say, too.
Freddy?
Absolutely! The kid has star power. Just look at the dame hanging on his every word.
That's Miss Kenelration.
Woof.
Dean! Come meet Julie. She's a big fan.
I'm a big fan. Remember me, Dean?
Are you kidding? I would never forget my favorite rumba partner.
See, Mr. So-and-so? Dean appreciates me. He likes my flair.
Of course I do. Come sit next to me, honey.
Okay. Max, why don't you come over here and I'll sit between you and Leo.
Ah, look at that. I'm sitting between two beautiful dames. No offense to our lovely hostess.
None taken.
What am I, chopped liver?
Max, you know I love you.
Is that on the menu?
No, honey. How about some grilled chicken?
And carrots.
Of course.
Hello, everyone. Mr. Martin, I took the liberty of sending over another old-fashioned.
You read my mind, Caballero.
Now, if everyone is ready to order.
So, kid, I gotta hand it to you.
Well, thank you.
I really figured this writing thing of yours would pass.
Nothing's for sure. I just wish this story for this buddy picture would reveal itself to me.
Is that how you do it? Wait for inspiration to strike?
More or less.
What do your instincts tell you?
Well, the story has to center on Freddy and his dad. Not a road trip or digging for oil.
Oil?
Never mind.
Leo, write what you know.
You always say that.
And you never listen.
So what do you mean by that?
Kid, if you want a story about Freddy and his dad, well, that's your story.
My story?
You're so close to it, you can't see it.
About us, me and Freddy?
About a cute dog and his dad who's struggling to make it in Hollywood. Who eventually makes it in Hollywood, I should say.
Kind of a rags-to-riches story.
Your story, kiddo. Your story.
Oh my God. That's it. A simple, straightforward story. That's it.
What's it, honey?
My story. Mom, thank you. Truly.
Leo, your mother, she's the bee's knees.
The cat's pajamas.
Oh, no.
What is it, doll?
I just remembered. I forgot to pack pajamas.
Oh, please. So predictable.
Be nice. I got my story. Thanks to my mother, of all people.
You just never know.
I knew.
Oh, come on.
We always know. That's what's special about being a dog. We have great instincts.
Oh, Freddy.
Look up. The night sky is so big.
Oh, honey, the air is so clear. I can see the heavens.
I can see. Wait, whose bungalow is that?
We're in 5, Max is in 8, your mom's in 7, and Dina's in 9, I think.
I think he's in that one. 6.
So I got it wrong. Look up, you're missing the beautiful sky.
Just humor me. Look at bungalow number 6.
Oh, yeah, that's Dean. Oh my.
Are they playing Twister?
What did I tell you? I knew it.
Well, look at that.
Don't look at that.
Pick me up, I can't see.
No. Let's run along.
Couldn't we play too?
No. Though, here's what I would like to do.
Oh, Leo, have I told you how much I love you?
Pinch me, am I dreaming? Ow! Hey, I love you too.
Just checking.
I love swimming.
Attaboy.
Honey, use the stairs to get out.
Honey, remind me to buy you a pen for these early mornings.
I couldn't wait to get home. I had to put something down.
Is it coming to you?
Yes. The movie opens with Freddy and Leo walking down the street.
Where?
In Hollywood. The whole story takes place in Hollywood.
Good. I like it.
Suddenly, they're surrounded by photographers that start calling Freddy's name. Freddy! Freddy, look this way!
He's a star?
A big star. Advertising. Purina, though he's about to make a big splash as the face of Kenneration. And he's a movie star, too.
That sounds wonderful. But what about the Leo character? What's he doing?
He's a writer, committed to his craft.
So, just kind of getting by.
Thank you, dearest.
I can kid, because I know how the story ends. Kiss me.
I love you. I just have to get this down.
Okay, Mr. Writer. I'm going to take Freddy out.
We'll go get breakfast when you get back.
You have been listening to Freddie, Leo, and Joey Go to Palm Springs, written by Joe Graceffo and directed by Lily Dubois. Our cast featured Tazio Russo as Freddie, Mallory Glavon as Joey, Dan Beckman as Leo, Linda Reagan as Mabel and the waitress, John Welsh as Max, Kent Bodensteiner as Dean Martin, Ethan Howe as Hal Wallace, Kim Mobley as Inga and Julie London, and Jim Dowling as the maitre d' and the photographer. Our technical director, as always, is Lily Dubois. Thank you. I'm your host, Dickie Magadoff. Good night, and thanks for listening to Scratched Up Radio Theater.